You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you. The Hazy Shade of Winter. Yes, such a beautiful song by four beautiful women. The Bangles, you remember them? But sometimes, unfortunately, things aren't so beautiful. You are stuck in the hazy shade of winter when it comes to your life. You're trying to push forward and find that happy spot, find that happy place, find that place where everything makes sense, where all cylinders are running, all cylinders are popping. But you have so much stuff going on, so many distractions, and so much BS you probably allow to get in your way. So it's hard. And then you're stuck. Winter for me is not a happy time. I am not a fan of winter. I do not like winter. Winter is cold. It's windy. It's icy. And it's annoying. And sometimes that's life. Life can be cold. Life may not give you what you always want. Things can be hazy. Because you're trying to find your way. And life can be icy because you'll come up with a lot of challenges. And whether you're standing on ice that's covering concrete, or if you're standing on ice that's covering a lake, you always have to exercise caution. Less so when you're on the concrete. Because the worst that can happen to you is you can fall and maybe hurt yourself more when you're on the lake because you can fall through. But sometimes the lake looks like the best way to go. And you take that way thinking that the shortcut is easier. because you just want to get to that happy place. You want to find whatever you can to get to the happiness, but one must understand that there's a lot of pain that comes with growth. There's a lot of stuff that happens. So you have to find resiliency. You have to find strength. And there are days where you're just not going to be there. There are going to be days where you're going to have a hard time finding all that. You're going to feel stuck, defeated, like a failure. Today, during yoga practice, the wonderful and talented Jackie over at Happy Hour said, if you're not failing, you're not growing. And I can tell you that right now, but when I always say when you are in it, it is the hardest time to use any skill that you have, to use any coping tool, any coping mechanism that you have at your arsenal because you're in it. And being in it is never fun. And what some people want to do is they want to take their demons head on, but most will try to find a way to stand in the shadows and let the shadows consume them. Yes. Some people do like to stand in the shadows because they're looking for a place to hide. That song definitely rings true. But you know, when you're standing in a shadow, you're standing in darkness. You're standing in a place that may not be 100% safe. I mean, possibly. It might be. But you're not allowing yourself to be seen. You're not allowing yourself to be heard. You're not giving yourself the respect you should be giving yourself just standing in the shadows. Isolating is never a great answer, right? When we're when we're hazy. We'll use the term hazy. And it's just, it's important for us to own the authenticity of who we are. And having feelings is completely normal. It's completely part of the experience that we go through on an everyday journey of our life. So it's okay to feel that. You shouldn't feel guilty about that. But it's the thing that's so crazy about emotions and about the mind and about all that stuff is the mind, man. Our mind is fierce. Our mind can be our worst enemy. Sometimes our mind will tell us stories. Stories that may or may not be true. But the processing that happens with the mind is very difficult to fight. It's very difficult to have a fight with yourself, you know? It's just, I think one of the biggest problems with this whole concept is no one sees exactly what it is you're fighting. No one sees the battle that is going on, the raging that is in your mind, the screaming that no one can hear because you're screaming internally, but your voice doesn't process the scream. So people don't understand. And then it makes you feel even more invalidated because no one understands what it is you are going through. No one understands the fight that you are entrenched in. And it could be anything. You could be questioning yourself over a decision you made. You could be having regret because of how you hurt someone in the past. You might think that you don't deserve the life that you have because everything's going wrong. And it's easy to just get sucked in. To get sucked in and be able to just accept it. Acceptance and detachments are two of your best friends, but man, when you are in it, it's hard. It's very hard to accept the position that you're in. And you want to scream. You want to rage. And you want to be by yourself. Because in your mind, you can't find. You can't hold on. It's much too much to take in. But I will tell you this much. I have faith in you. And I love you, and I know you can get through it. But sometimes you do have to rage. Sometimes you do have to let it out. Sometimes we have to scream to the top of the lung, on our lungs, to the earth. Sometimes we have to punch that bag. Sometimes we have to throw something across the room. And sometimes, unfortunately, people see it. People feel it. And people don't know how to handle it, especially when it's a loved one. When it's a loved one that's spiraling because they are so depressed and they are so hurt and they feel completely alone. Sometimes you just have to rage.
What do I do to ignore them behind me? Do I follow my instincts blindly? Do I hide my pride from these bad dreams and give in to sad thoughts that are maddening? Do I sit here and try to stand it? Or do I try to catch them red-handed? Do I trust some and get fooled by phoniness? Or do I trust nobody and live in loneliness? Cause I can't hold on when I'm stretched so thin. I make the right moves, but I'm lost within. I put on my daily facade, but then I just end up getting hurt again by myself. I ask why.
What am I mind of
I can't rely on myself. I ask why.
What am I mind of
I can't rely on myself.
I can't hold on
to what I want when I'm stretched so thin.
It's a
senseless. If I hide my pride and let it all go on, then they'll take from me till everything is gone. If I let them go, I'll be outdone. But if I try to catch them, I'll be outrun. If I'm killed by the questions like a cancer, then I'll be buried in the silence of the answer by myself. I ask why.
What am I mind of
I can't rely on myself. I ask why.
What am I mind of
I can't rely on myself.
I can't hold on
to what I want when I'm stuck so thin. What you tell me to, don't you?
No!
I can't tell you how to make it.
No,
no matter what I do, how hard I
no!
I can't seem to convince myself.
No!
I'm stuck on the outside, don't you?
No!
I can't tell you how to make it.
No,
no matter what I do, how hard I
no!
I can't seem to convince myself.
No!
I'm stuck on the outside.
I can't hold on
to what I want when it's just so thin.
It's all too much to take.
It's sinking. Everything feels like it's sinking. Everything feels like it's not right. It's not just. It's like you can't believe it's happening, you know? And when you're in it, man, it is very hard. Sometimes it's just like you're on a carnival ride. You're stuck in a ride. A lot of people have that one ride, that one carnival ride that they couldn't stand. For me, I would have to say in the past few years, it's been the Tilt-A-Whirl. The spinning on that ride, I don't know what it is, but when you get older, there's something about carnival rides that just screws you up. When I go on the Tilt-A-Whirl and I come off of it, oh God, do I feel bad. I feel bad when I'm in it. Sometimes the ride will like stay in a certain way and you'll be moving backwards and I'm just like, ugh. And it's kind of what's going on with you when you're in it. You are on this carnival ride and it's going and you just feel like it is never going to end. But as we all know, nothing in life is permanent. Everything comes to an end eventually. Sometimes the end may not be right in front of you. Sometimes it might be miles ahead, hundreds, thousands. So what we have to do is we have to just clench up and find our way through it. Find a way to get to the end. Find a way to find ourselves. You know? We have to find our way, essentially. And we can all do that together. We can find our way. We can remember those who have loved us, lean on them. We can also lean on ourselves. We all get a chance to find our way. We all get that chance to turn things around. You know, we tend to put ourselves in it. We live with a lot of guilt and shame about things that we've done, especially the way we react. When we express the anger, when we express all those emotions that make people around us uncomfortable, we really feel bad. We feel like we let people down. I think ultimately the toughest thing is we end up letting ourselves down. You know, no one is harder on themselves than us. I beat myself up all the time. I have not lived this perfect life. I've done some pretty bad stuff in my life, and I'm trying to find a way to forgive myself. I'm trying to find a way to heal my inner child, which is something we'll talk about probably in weeks ahead. And we just find a way to forgive. And forgiving is one way that we can definitely find ourselves. And it's just, it's a process, man. It's just a process. You just have to, you have to work through it. That's part of what we do on the mat, as we work through it. We work through our stuff. We work through pushing, finding our edge, finding space, finding stillness, finding all those things. And just promise yourself, promise me, promise yourself that whenever you get into that place when you're in that hazy shade of winter, that place where nothing makes sense, that you don't make the choice to stand in the shadows and hide. You come out fighting and you come out swinging to find yourself, to find who you are. Because at the end of the day, that is one of the biggest victories that you can have, is the day that you find yourself. You pull yourself through all the anger, all the hurt, all the sorrow, all the grief, all that stuff that is pinning you to the ground, that is making you act a certain way, that's helping you to behave, whether you're being hurtful to others, whether you're being mean, whether you're being, you're shutting yourself down, whether you're being sarcastic, angry all the time. It's probably that. It's probably that fact that you lost yourself. And then you got to find a way to pull yourself through. You got to find a way to make it all work. And you'll do it. I have faith in you. I know you can do it. I've been trying to do it forever. And there are days I do find myself. I might have to look a little harder. But just keep saying, look in the mirror and just say, I will find you. I will find you. I will find you.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Silent love, calling faith to shadow me through your hallways. New echoes you can feel and rehearse the way you heal.
Make them die. Just like you, 'cause you make me move. Yeah, you always make me go.
On the way with your footsteps, all of the city that drinks for two. And if you lose yourself, I will find you. High on words we almost use. Fireworks with wet fuels, flying planes with paper wheels to the same Achilles heel.
Make them dance just like you.
Yeah, you always make me go. On the way with you.
Sometimes it's a very hard, hard search to find yourself. Sometimes you really gotta take a hard look, you know? And it's just, when you're in it, once again, I mean, we've said this over and over today, when you're in it, it's kind of like, you really don't know how to get out. And part of it is finding that way to bring the light, to get out of the darkness, to get out of those shadows that we spoke about earlier. Standing in those shadows because you're looking for a place to hide, but you don't have to hide. There's nothing to hide from. The only thing you can do is just present yourself to the world as you are. The ones that love you and care will be the ones that stop up and take your hand. It's kind of like that old saying, those who don't mind don't matter. I mean, those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. That's what it is. There, I got it. And it's true. But you have to think that self about, you have to think that way about yourself, no matter what you've done in your life. And once again, like I've said before, 1 million times, I do these shows for me as much as I do for you. I am trying to open up doors for myself. I am not some expert here, because I have a microphone. That doesn't mean that I know all the answers. That doesn't mean that I'm a genius. I'm just learning, walking my walk, learning. And I guess I'm bringing you with me. You know, it's like we're friends, you and me. I'm your special friend that just says a lot of insightful stuff and plays a lot of crazy music. That's what I do. But, you know, it's just important that maybe the one true friend that you need to make is you need to make friends with yourself. And remember, when you're friends, when you're family, you don't let everything ruin the relationship. You don't let everything destroy. When you love something, you want to hold on and try to nurture and try to help that person that you love grow. So why not you? Why not yourself? You're sitting in that darkness, trying to hide from the world, trying to hide from all the mistakes you made, trying to hide from all the hurt that was done to you, trying to just get by in your way. Why get by? When you're getting by, that means you're just doing the absolute minimum, I can't talk, minimum to move forward. Not living within your breath. You're not living by your dream. You're not living on your energy. You're just existing. So what you have to do is you have to find that way. You have to find a way to make that magic. That magic when the light comes on. That magic when you find a way to step out of that darkness and into that light. You find a way to turn on the lights and stand in the light for all to see, including yourself, no matter what has happened.
If I could trade my soul, would you bury me in ashes? Tomorrow may not come, but today I'll take my chances. If breathing is the answer, then why is the air so hard to find?
You are tuned into Breathe and Bounce.
Turn on the lights!
To turn on the lights in your life. Turn on the light. Step out of the darkness. Find your way. It is a battle. It is a challenge. Sure, it's tough. It's difficult. Nothing in life comes easy, especially great things come out of hard work. And I'm doing the work. Once again, I'm not an expert here. I am just on the same journey. I deal with a lot of guilt. I deal with a lot of shame. I deal with a lot of stuff. I have not lived, you know, this perfect life. I've done a lot of bad things. But I'm trying to move forward, and I'm trying to just find my way to be, trying to shine my light, trying to turn on the lights for me. And when I look in the mirror, I try to find the light between us, between myself and my soul, between my thoughts and my actions, between my words and my gestures, trying to find that balance. There is this light between us, and I'm out to find it. And I hope you find it too. That light between you, that light between me, that light between us. Let's go get it together as one.
Can you see this light between us? Keeps me breathing through the storm. My head above the crowd. Can you see this light between us? So come a little bit closer now. It's in our eyes.
Yeah.
It's in your eyes.
It's in our eyes.
It's there for the taking. You don't have to hurt. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to keep yourself in this pain. You don't have to hold yourself responsible for everything for the rest of your life. Yes, we feel guilt. Yes, we feel bad. Yes, we deal with a lot. There's no doubt about it. It is not easy to move forward. But with the right kind of practice, with the right kind of love for yourself, for your thoughts, whatever it is you need, you can get there. I have faith and I believe in you. Find a way to turn on the lights. Find the light switch in your heart and clip it on and don't ever turn it off. Yeah, sometimes you're going to have to change the light bulb. So you change the light bulb. So, yeah. Right now, let's go ahead and take a short meditation before we close out today. So if you'd like, find yourself a comfortable seat, whether it be in a chair, on the floor, if you just want to lay down. Take a moment, put your hands in your lap, and just start to notice your breath. Start to notice the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the air as it comes out of your nostrils and touches your upper lip. Maybe you might want to breathe in and out with your mouth. Maybe you might want to with your nose. That is up to you how you want to proceed. Take your hands, place them upon your heart. Maybe your right hand touches your chest, your left hand touches your right hand. Take a deep breath. Repeat the following phrases. I love who I am. I make mistakes, but I love myself anyway. My past is not perfect, but my future is bright. And I love who I am. I love who I'm becoming. I love the direction that I'm moving. I love myself. I love the reflection of myself in the mirror. I love. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Thank you so much for participating. Remember, if you want to get more information on the show, go to breatheandbounce.com. That's breathe, the letter N, bounce.com. Until then, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you to places that your mind cannot. Namaste.